This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News. I've got my friend Tom Doyle on the line from Uncharted Ministries. And Tom, I sent you a link. The U.S. president signed an executive order last week that's fighting anti-Semitism in U.S. colleges. And you can see from multiple reports that some are happy praising this, but others say it's simply a move to limit anti-Israel talk. So if you could start us off by explaining what's the difference between anti-Semitism and anti-Israel? I mean, can you separate the two?
Yeah, you really can. And basically what's happened because of the political situation on the ground in Israel that is unsolvable between Jews and Palestinians, and college campuses that lean way left, they have adopted the cause that the thought that everything is Israel's fault, and then that just translates into anti-Semitism. It's just a slippery slide there. So, I mean, people can agree or disagree on politics, but when it becomes racism, it's no longer politics. And that's what's happened because of the issues in Israel and the constant tension there. People have assumed it's all Israel's fault, and thus that justifies anti-Semitism. So again, hey, Israel's a democracy. It's not like King David's ruling today. They're a country like anyone else, and they make mistakes, they do good things, they do bad things, but God calls us in scripture to bless them. And so we need to do that as believers. But unfortunately on college campuses, that's what's happened with blaming and shaming. All of this is Israel's fault. Therefore, loosely translated, anti-Semitism is justified.
And, you know, even going beyond the U.S., I want to look at anti-Semitism on a global level. I mean, I saw something about this documentary called Hate Among Us, and the claim is that anti-Semitism is actually rising worldwide. And you were kind of sharing a brief story before we started recording about something you experienced in from France. So I guess boiling that down, my question is, are we seeing more attacks against Jews? Is anti-Semitism rising on a global level?
You know, it really is. I think that's easily proved that anti-Semitism is growing. And I would just say this, it's a supernatural issue, because to love Israel is a supernatural love, but to hate them is also from the supernatural, because we see Muslims that come to faith in Christ that confess to Jews, I hated you, I hated Israel, but when I came to Jesus, the Jewish Messiah, he set me free from that hatred. And I realized in my whole life, I had never met one Jewish person, but yet I hated you my whole life, and I hated Israel, and all my problems were because of Israel and the Jews. That's supernatural. That comes from the enemy, but it's supernatural love. We're called on to love Israel. But of course, that doesn't always happen. Just like we have Christian persecution, we have anti-Semitism going on. And a guy that I met in the desert of Israel was telling me that he was from France, and we were at a Bedouin camp and enjoying an overnight stay, and there were all these young college-age students there from Israel too. And he was reviewing something with me. He had on a real nice necklace that had a menorah on it. And I said, oh, that's pretty neat. And so it ends up that as we're talking, he says, I'm just so glad that I can wear that here. And I said, well, you can't wear it in France. And he said, I would never wear a menorah in France. I would be beat up in certain areas. It's just too dangerous there. And so that's a Western democracy. You would think that doesn't happen, but he was talking about how this is rising in Europe, and we do get a chance to speak in several European countries because our books are published there now, and we see the same thing. There's anti-Semitism, as there's Christian persecution, a lot of anti-Semitism that's in Europe. We're seeing it on the college campuses in America. It's growing around the world.
And I guess to there are so many questions I'd love to discuss with you, but to wrap it up, I guess, what does this mean for Uncharted, this rise of anti-Semitism, and how do you want people to respond now that they know?
Well, you know, I think Jesus always went to the least of these. He went to the marginalized. He went to the hated. He went to the lepers, tax collectors, prostitutes, the people that were out of the view of the normal public eye because they were too far gone. And because of their physical situation or their sin, they were totally unacceptable. But Jesus went to them. And I just love that about Jesus. I think we're supposed to do that today. We're supposed to go to the hurting. We're supposed to go to those that are being attacked. And so we need to tell Jewish people that we love them and we're praying for them and we see the anti-Semitism and it's wrong and we're against it. As we are terrorism in the Middle East, we need to make that statement too and go to those countries and be in places like Syria where, you know, some of the cities, 80% of them are destroyed. But we want to be there with those people and help them and help the orphans and the widows. And so I think we do that around the world. We should do that with Jewish people too. And of course, ultimately, we want to share the love of Jesus with the Jewish person, the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. We want them to know that the answer is Jesus. And it really won't be politics and it won't be their military. One day, Jesus is returning to the Mount of Olives, and he's the solution. He's the answer to all these situations on the ground right now that are evil and devastating and difficult to deal with.
Is there a way that people can take the next step through Uncharted?
Absolutely. We're working with Holocaust survivors in Israel and reaching out to them. We have four major areas that has a group of cities in Israel where many Holocaust survivors live. You can imagine their life escaping the Nazis, and then some of them live in southern Israel where they're close to the Gaza Strip and rockets are coming toward them. We've been there when there were rocket attacks, and it's extremely difficult for them. They've gone through this their whole life. So we have a special heart for the Holocaust survivors. You can get involved, you can pray, you can get on our newsletter, get updates, you can give, help fund things. And so important to do, to not just have a heart, but to take the next step and do something. If you get on unchartedministries.com, there's opportunities there.
Perfect. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
I think that's it. I think that's, we have a lead story on our website about a woman that escaped the Holocaust, survived, escaped, got to Israel, and just her journey to Christ. It's really thrilling. And so actually, if people get on unchartedministries.com, that's the first story. That's what they'll see. And it's about Sarah Rabinowitz. And would they ever be blessed by her story?